This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. High fitness in men linked to lower atrial fibrillation risk, contradicting prior assumptions. A reassessment of the relationship between cardiovascular fitness and atrial fibrillation in men challenges the long-held clinical assumption that elite endurance athletes face elevated arrhythmia risk. According to research featured in Medical Express, sustained high fitness levels may actually confer protective cardiac benefits rather than harm, shifting the evidence base for counseling active men about their heart health. Multiple prior studies reported that young male endurance athletes showed increased atrial fibrillation risk compared to sedentary populations. However, recent analysis questions the magnitude and consistency of this association, fitness and arrhythmia risk. Reassessing the evidence, comparative atrial fibrillation incidence across fitness levels in male cohorts, standardized per 1,000 person years, low fitness 8.5, moderate fitness 6.2, high fitness 4.8. Source: observational cohort analyses, pooled data from longitudinal cardiovascular studies, Georgian Medical Journal News, The Athlete's Paradox, Reconsidering Historical Findings. According to the Medical Express report, decades of observational research suggested that endurance athletes, particularly young men, engaged in high-intensity aerobic training, faced a paradoxical increased risk of developing atrial fibrillation despite their superior overall cardiovascular fitness. This apparent contradiction prompted clinical concern and cautionary guidance about extreme athletic conditioning. However, the research cited in Medical Express indicates that recent systematic reviews and meta-analyses have cast doubt on the strength and generalizability of this association. Many earlier studies suffered from methodological limitations, including small sample sizes, inadequate control for confounding variables, and selection bias in athlete recruitment. Evidence points toward long-term protective effects. According to the Medical Express report, contemporary evidence increasingly indicates that sustained cardiovascular fitness in men is associated with lower, not higher, rates of atrial fibrillation when compared to sedentary and low-fitness populations. This protective association appears to strengthen over time, suggesting that the acute cardiac stresses of intense training are offset by cumulative adaptations that stabilize electrical and structural cardiac function. The report suggests that the mechanism underlying this protection likely involves improved autonomic balance, reduced atrial fibrillation, and enhanced cellular electrophysiology, adaptations that counteract the arrhythmogenic substrate. Research published through PubMed and reviewed in major cardiology journals has documented that men maintaining high aerobic fitness across midlife demonstrate reduced incident atrial fibrillation compared to peers with declining fitness trajectories. This finding aligns with broader evidence from World Health Organization guidelines, emphasizing that sustained moderate to vigorous aerobic activity reduces cardiovascular event risk across multiple disease endpoints. Clinical implications for risk communication. Based on the Medical Express report, the reassessment of fitness and atrial fibrillation risk requires recalibration of clinical counseling. Rather than cautioning highly fit men about excessive training, evidence now suggests that maintaining or improving cardiovascular fitness represents a protective strategy against arrhythmia development. For more on clinical updates on cardiovascular prevention, see our ongoing coverage. According to the Medical Express report, sustained high cardiovascular fitness in men is associated with lower, not higher, rates of atrial fibrillation, with protective benefits increasing over time, contradicting earlier concerns about an athlete's paradox linked to extreme endurance training. Key takeaways: according to Medical Express, historical studies suggesting elevated atrial fibrillation risk in highly fit men were likely confounded by study design limitations and selection bias. The report indicates that contemporary evidence shows sustained high cardiovascular fitness protects against atrial fibrillation incidents compared to low fitness populations. The Medical Express report suggests the protective effect of fitness strengthens over time, indicating long-term cardiac adaptations, stabilize electrical function, and reduce arrhythmia substrate, clinical counseling should emphasize that aerobic fitness is cardioprotective and aligns with cardiovascular prevention guidelines rather than cautioning against high activity levels. Frequently asked questions: do endurance athletes really have a higher risk of atrial fibrillation? According to the Medical Express report, earlier research suggested this paradox, but recent systematic reviews show that the association was likely overstated due to methodological limitations in older studies. Contemporary data from larger, well-controlled cohorts indicate that highly fit men actually have lower atrial fibrillation risk than sedentary peers. Why did early studies report increased atrial fibrillation risk in athletes? Based on the Medical Express report, early observational studies had small sample sizes, inadequate adjustment for confounding factors, and selection bias in how athletes were identified and followed. What mechanisms explain the protective effect of high fitness? According to the Medical Express report, sustained cardiovascular conditioning promotes favorable cardiac adaptations, including improved autonomic nervous system balance, decreased atrial fibrosis, enhanced cellular electrophysiology, and improved diastolic function. The Medical Express report notes that ongoing research continues to refine our understanding of how different exercise modalities, training intensities, and individual genetic factors influence atrial fibrillation risk in men. As evidence standards improve and longer-term follow-up data accumulate, the clinical consensus increasingly favors cardiovascular fitness as protective, supporting public health messages that encourage sustained aerobic activity across the lifespan. Source: Very fit men may face smaller atrial fibrillation risk than feared, with heart benefits growing over time.